Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. It's a Friday in here as of this recording, and so today we decided to bust out the wonderful Wheel of Whatever.
Yeah, and we discussed things from 80s hair bands, which Bon Jovi and
Poison.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's coming your way.
Also, the worst medical screening test for men or women.
Yeah, you got them all. The smears and the squishes.
The smears.
Smear, not schmear. Yeah, right. Okay, great. We'll keep that to the lox and the bagels. That and much more coming your way right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We've asked you to send in topics to 312-233-1019. Text in topics, ideas, thoughts, wonderments. We will then take these, we'll print them out, we'll slap them on the wheel, and throughout the show, we'll spin the wheel, it'll land on something, and that's what we're going to talk about. That's what today is going to be, the wonderful wheel of whatever. So guys, I'll rattle some off. If you hear one you desperately, that needs to, we got, then we'll do it.
Okay.
But you can also, I guess, veto, because I don't know. So 630, hey, here's one. Mothman.
Hmm.
Okay. 847, your ghost experience stories.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, and this will be fun, too. Like, that would be a fun one, because then we take calls on people who've had them, which
is
great.
Sure. Yep. Okay, ghost experience stories. I just have to remember how to add it to the, there we go, to the other page. Okay, ghost experience stories. Let me double check to make sure that this is working. Okay, yeah, we're working. Sorry, so I'm clicking on the ones to add to a separate tab so that we can keep track. So we got ghost experience stories here. Other ideas that have come in are loading.
Okay, we can talk about loading all day. Loading dock.
Yeah.
What do you put in the truck first?
Getting loaded.
Yeah, it's getting loaded. Oh, so many possibilities.
That's nice. 708, your favorite dinosaurs.
Okay.
It's kind of fun. I like that.
It's a great one.
Yeah. Oh, Whip, they're coming for you. 574, trading cards.
Okay, we could do that.
Oh, man.
I would not be against learning more about our man's hobby. That'd be kind of nice.
Sure.
312, the Stanley Cup. What the hell's the deal with them?
Again, that could go two directions also.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. I don't know, but okay. I like that. That's fine. We'll add it. We'll see.
Both are being tested for gross things.
Yes. And testing positive.
Right. 847, women who rock.
Okay.
Love it.
I like that.
Love that.
Yeah, like it.
847, your least and favorite mix artist and why? I feel like we cover that on the daily.
That's true, too.
And now cut to Lil Boothang.
Ooh.
Celebrities everybody loves except for you. That's interesting.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Do you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to root for that.
All right, I'll put that one in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can we get a Noah and Mr. Whip update? Remember, Noah's a little boy who sometimes shows up in the studio.
Oh,
hi, Mr. Whip.
I haven't seen Noah for a while.
Hey, Mr. Whip, it's Noah.
Oh,
I'm here. I'm excited to be here again. I took the bus this morning. Please don't tell my mom.
Noah, I'm happy to see you because I actually thought you moved.
Oh, I didn't move. No, I've just been between my mom and my dad's place.
Oh.
They haven't been on speaking terms in a while, so I become the conduit to the two. Conduit is a word that I learned in school the other day.
Yeah. Well, you used it correctly, Noah. Good luck to you,
pal. Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate your support. I haven't had a man give me that sort of supportive language in a long time.
Now you're making me sad.
Yeah. See you later, Mr. Whip.
Yeah, Noah.
Bye, buddy.
Yeah, bring a little happier message next
time.
Yeah,
sorry. Noah. Poor Noah. It's a little dark. He's a dark little kid, you know. Yeah, what can you do?
Darndest things.
Tully Monsters. Topic. I don't know what that is. Okay, we're pulling it on the board.
Wait, maybe we can find out.
I made eye contact with all three of you, and you all made the same face. That was what everyone's face said.
Are we allowed to Google it now?
I think you got to wait. I think you got to hold off.
The spirit, okay.
All right. Worst medical screenings, male versus female.
No.
Oh, that's a real bend over and I'll show you.
Oh, yeah.
I like
you
it.
You guys have no idea.
No, yeah. I think we lose this.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Actual full moons, not naked butts. I want to talk about real full moons, not butts.
Oh, well, be someone's highbrow.
That's kind of fun. Yeah. Erica, why is the U.S. the only country not using the metric system?
That is a great question.
And why are we driving on the right side of the road?
Age old question.
All right. 815, why are we still getting zits at 50 years old?
Here. Also an age old question.
Yeah, really? Debate, mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Ooh.
Okay, hang on. Waldorf salad, here we come. All right. Foot picks.
Oh, my
Foot
gosh.
Picks.
Oh.
Yeah. Koala bears. Yeah, that's
okay.
Cute and kind.
Timely.
We'll
timely.
I pet one when I was down there.
There you go. Pelvic floor physical therapy. Mine's really strong. I'm doing Kegels now.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like a job.
773, here's the topic. French people. Done.
Oui.
French,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Let's see. 847, Nikki's first day at the mix.
Oh, man.
You remember?
I do.
Are any of those people still alive? You killed a few of them. Yeah.
Not if I can help it.
Oh, 630, best 80s hair bands. And we're going to have Swanee join us if we get that
yes.
one.
Right.
Yeah, Swanee, our right. producer, he's going to, because he's in one. So
true.
And odds are it'll be like they're all still touring, but who actually has an original member?
Yeah.
Right.
They're all, yeah. Yes.
They're all still active.
This guy's a second cousin of one of the original yeah. members' brothers.
It's
so.
Not White Snake. It's White Snoke.
Yeah. That's right.
It's very close.
White
Here
Snake.
I go again, sort of. Yeah.
Hey, man. What's up? We're Beige Snake. We're excited to be here.
Beige Snake.
708. The mix is guilty pleasures. Each of you must discuss your guilty pleasures.
Oh, okay.
All right. Can you keep a wild possum as a pet?
Wild.
I don't know. We'll put it in there. We'll put it in the mix.
I don't know.
I think we got a good base here.
Yeah, good base.
Good. Very good.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
312-233-1019. What rock band, 80s hair band, belongs at the top of the Mount Olympus of 80s hair metal bands? Or just, I guess, hair bands. I'm saying hair metal. Is that just 80s hair?
I think they're interchangeable.
They're all interchangeable? Yeah.
I think they're interchangeable.
We're getting a lot of texts in here, including my father-in-law has texted me one that is definitely going to be coming up in just a moment here, as we've got Elaine saying the same thing. Now, I'm trying to pull up as many band of these band songs as I can. Yeah. I don't even know what one of their songs would be because I've never heard of one of these bands.
Well, I will.
Which
throw
is pretty
it out
wild.
There. Yeah, we can help
we'll find out. Here we go. In fact, we'll start right here. I know this band. What 80s hair band belongs at the top of the 80s hair band Mount Olympus? Ben, good morning.
Rat.
Rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben's going round. With Rat. Yeah. It's funny you should say round and round. Hang on. I got it all queued up over here. Okay, so we got Rat. Now, Ben, why for you, in about 5 or 6 seconds, why does Rat belong at the top of 80s hair band Mount Olympus?
Just they got the best hair, and it's all one color.
Oh, it's like they're all coordinated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, all right, so he's really looking at aesthetics.
Yeah.
It all comes down to one color hair, brown.
Yeah. Stephen Piercy and the boys.
That's right. Rat. Okay, so we got Ben coming in hot with Rat. We're going to keep it going. This is amazing.
Two T's, by the way, now, just in case you're Googling.
Carissa, this is one that I was a little out to lunch on. What is the band for you that belongs at the top of 80s hair band Mount Olympus?
Tesla.
Tesla.
Oh.
They're not just an electric car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what is it about Tesla, Carissa, that you love so much that belongs at the top?
Love song.
Love will find a way.
You couldn't escape that video.
Oh, it was huge. That was their biggest song.
This is modern day cowboy.
Okay.
Tesla,
baby.
Signs. Didn't they do Signs also?
Sign,
Everywhere a Sign, which was a cover, but still made semi-famous by them.
Pretty impressive. A little Tesla to rock you here. Okay, now we've got other folks with other bands coming in. Let's pop down here to Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, what 80s hair band belongs at the top of 80s hair band Mount Olympus?
Poison.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotta be Poison.
Mm-hmm.
You and Swanee agree. Now, Elaine, what is it about Poison that makes them the top of the best 80s hair bands of all time?
I think that they had everything going for them. I mean, they had the look, the makeup, the hair. They had everything.
All right. Mm-hmm. She's going Poison because they've got everything.
They did. I mean, they had like big makeup at that time too.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were
they were like showing Kiss. Here's the other side.
Yeah. Brett still shows up at. I mean, they're still out, right?
He's everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
Flatter
he's
hair,
everywhere, my man.
Less makeup.
Yeah, right. Tighter pants though.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Different
it's
way. Like totally different way. It's they're like not they're, supposed to be yeah. tight, but yeah.
They're actually there to just help support and keep the blood flow now, but they're there. Got the tight pants. And finally, this is the most popular answer, flooded with calls, including texts from my father-in-law saying so. Elaine, what 80s hairband belongs at the very top of 80s hairband Mount Olympus?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi!
Yeah,
everybody was texting in that it would have to be Bon Jovi in at number one. What about Bon Jovi makes you feel they belong at number one?
John Terror was beautiful in the 80s. I was in high school back then. It was gorgeous.
John.
Yep.
And then Richie, the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
You know, you really couldn't go wrong.
And John was like us, like who were in high school. We used, you know, Rave Number 4.
Yeah.
Aquanet, you know, really got that going, you know, teased it up.
You and Brett were using the same eyeshadow. However.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Now we look to the wonderful Wheel of Whatever to find out what in the hell are we about to talk about. Here we go. I'm sorry. We should have one of you guys spin it.
Okay,
we got more.
Really.
We got more coming.
It depends on what it lands on.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, my gosh!
Whoa, what's this?
You guys, this is insane. This is insane because we've just landed on a text we got this morning. Nikki's first day at the mix, and I am not kidding you. I cannot stress enough how random this whole thing is.
It is.
And then 7:10, when we have I'll go first, I expected it to land on, like, you know, Tully Monsters, and then we've, all right, I'll go first. I Googled it.
Yeah,
but here we are. We've landed on Nikki's first day at the mix because today Nikki is celebrating her work anniversary here at the mix.
Yeah, so it's 20 years tomorrow, which is pretty crazy.
When she was 16
and
had a worker's permit.
So, okay, this will be fun because where I ended up that night, I'm going to say, as opposed to the first day, it's what led me to the first day here.
Love that.
Okay, so in radio, when they let you go, a lot of times it's very unceremonious. And it's like, okay, you've got 30 minutes, leave the building, we're announcing new shows.
Yeah, see you later.
That is literally what happened to me.
Okay.
We had one car.
At a different radio station.
At a different radio station in Chicago. Yep. And so I had 30 minutes to leave.
Yeah.
My husband worked in the suburbs. We had no way to get. So I'm calling all my friends, and I'm like, dude, I just got canned. Can anyone come get me
help
so I can leave? I don't want to cry on the train.
Yeah. Yes.
So they go pick me up, and I have a friend, and he's like, yeah, so just listen, can you wait in the car? I have a meeting with the mix. I got to run up there. So I'm using my my Razor phone.
Right.
You know, and I'm calling everybody, or, you know, and I'm like, hey, guys, just so you know, blah, blah, blah. And he comes downstairs. He had a meeting up here. He came down and he's like, I think I just got you a part-time job.
What?
They want to meet with you next week. So I was like, okay, so it's Friday. I just lost a job. I now have a meeting to get a new job on Monday.
That's crazy.
And then I did what everybody does when that happens. You go to a bar.
Right.
You cry.
Drink
you end
sorrows
up in a bathtub. Yep. And then you end up okay. You know, so that's the story. And then I showed up here, met everybody. I met Swanee my very first day. My very first question to him was, at this time, the station was owned by the Mormons. I was like, am I allowed to drink here? Like, not on premise, but ever.
But
and
ever?
He said yes. Right. And
yeah,
I was like, all right, let's go.
Okay.
I want to put us mentally in the zone of roughly 20 years ago. Nikki walks into the mix.
Yeah.
This is probably planned.
Oh, man.
That makes sense.
Some train, some John Mayer.
Oh, please. We're going to get to them all. They're all here. You walk down the hall, and then you just see this dude with these, like, flowing locks, these massive deltoids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then behind him is Swanee, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. You know how Beyonce has the flowing hair in the wind? That's kind of what it was like.
But it's his chest hair.
Yes.
Which is crazy. I am trying to find the bands that we were playing back then that are deeper into the system here.
A little nine days.
Oh, wait.
You got
a little
story of a girl.
This was happening on the mix. Three Doors Down was going on the mix at that time. They were Here Without You. Made me older. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So much Usher. I've pulled up the Billboard Top 100 for the day you started here.
Yeah.
Or the year.
Yeah.
Wink. Could you even tell me? You know the song. Could you dare tell me the number one song that year? I mean, you're the head of music. Let's put it to the test.
You're supposed to know these things.
Let's go. This was day one when you were here. What was the number one song on Billboard?
Goo Goo Dolls.
No.
Name.
You were very close. It's Usher's Yeah. You were right there.
All right. Yeah. So very little has changed.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? There are some songs on here that we still play kind of regularly. Wild, man.
So that's it. So that like the worst day of your life can then become the best day of your life.
Aww,
you know what I mean?
That.
Like it's pretty cool.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
We are on our way to White Hen Pantry to grab a couple of zingers before a sack of White Castles with cheese and a private screening of Billy Madison on the Morning Mix. These are our guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasures are a singular joy in life that you can quietly enjoy a guilty pleasure at your leisure when no one's around. You go get your guilty pleasure or you listen to it or you watch it. And it's just you and nobody needs to know. Ed, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Ed, you are guilty of what pleasure, my man?
The Entenmann's dark chocolate donuts with a little coffee. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so
now,
good.
Are those the ones that are basically like a fully dipped donut, like they're covered in the frosting?
Oh. Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh,
classics,
yeah.
Classics. The bottom is just a little bit harder
yes.
chocolate.
And it's flat.
Yes, exactly.
Flat that way?
Yeah.
And you get them in a baggie. Yeah. So there's like a dozen in there, right?
It's nice.
Man, so good.
Oh, yeah. You got to go get some now. You can hear Ed's ready to go get some now. Ooh, I love it. What up, Bob? Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. You guys are fantastic.
Oh,
my
thanks.
My guilty pleasure is Gene and June's hot dogs.
Yeah.
Every time I go buy it. I gotta stop.
Oh, it's like biting into the finger of God. Those things are delicious. Now, how often would you say you sneak out for a Gene and Jude's hot dog?
I'm thinking twice a month.
Wow, that's strong. Those are strong numbers.
Yeah,
that's good.
Like
twice
that.
A month.
And they come with the fries like wrapped in the paper, so you get the whole thing. Oh, man. Hi, Brandy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's funny. Brandy, oddly enough, she is also one of my guilty pleasures. But Brandy, good morning. What is your guilty pleasure?
I love to watch reruns of the Match Game.
The Match Game.
Are they on like the Game Show Network or something?
I use an antenna and I watch it on Buzzer Channel. It's called.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's like alternative programming.
I think it used to be called the Game Show Network, and I think they changed it to Buzzer. Am I right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, but every afternoon when I get home from work, it's on for about 2 hours. Richard Dawson, Betty White, like, you can't get any better than that.
Oh, my God, I love this. Oh, Brandy.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Whip has spun the wonderful wheel of whatever here in the Mix Studios. If you head to at 1019 Mix Chicago on Instagram, and on Instagram story, you will see this wheel. So at 6:10 this morning, we asked folks to text in topics, ideas, things that we could talk about on the Morning Mix. We came in this morning with no prep. So much so that Nikki actually got a stack of pop culture news and I got a stack of music news because the printer, we don't even know what happened.
Sure.
So we're all over the map out to lunch this morning. We've got all these different topics on this wheel. We spin the wheel, it lands on a topic. We've talked 80s hair bands this morning. If you missed that, it'll be on the Morning Mix podcast later. We talked about Nikki's first day because she is celebrating her work anniversary today. We talked about guilty pleasures. And now Whip has spun it. And somehow for Whip, it landed on trading cards, of which he's a baseball card collector.
And there was no cheating involved.
No.
I promise you, you'll have to take our word for it, but that spin you heard was very real.
This is wild.
Yeah.
And so now we have a number of folks who are also card collectors. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good.
Matthew,
how are you doing?
We're doing really well. You've got a pretty unique card. What card do you have?
So I'm actually trying to look online to see if I can find out the card, but it's a Marvel card, and it is a photo of Stan Lee. It's a collage of Marvel characters making Stan Lee. So he's on a Marvel
like
card.
A mosaic type thing.
Cool.
A mosaic, exactly. And I got him to sign it with a sealed certified thing a year before he passed. Or at the Chicago Convention Center.
Yeah, at the C2E2 or whatever that is that they have over there?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I've always wanted to meet him. I've been collecting cards since I was a kid. I've got a whole bunch of sets that are complete and then incomplete, and then I've got like a 1960s 3D card, like Marvel. It's a lot of fun collecting.
That's amazing.
Building sets, like, that's my thing. I'm a set builder, and I'm kind of a rarity now, but that's how I like to do it because it gives you that feeling of accomplishment, right?
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I have a lot of incomplete sets, but then I purchased back in 1992 from someone... complete sets, and I even have DC cards too from like the 80s.
Wow!
And you want to hear?
This is awesome.
There was like a non-sport card pricing book.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah.
I used back in the 90s, and it came out with like 12,000, I want to say, in like 92.
Wow.
And I looked again in like 98, and it was up to like 40, maybe 50,000.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I could be off on the entire collection, but nothing's PSA'd. So
this is wild.
Like it would be an entire collection. And the collection today, because Marvel now is owned by Disney, I could be sitting on a lot, and I've been holding on to it for future.
Yeah. You might want to take it out of the shoebox under your bed and put it in some kind of like a solid storage facility or something. That's a lot.
Yeah. Autographs, by the way. See, the sad thing is that when people sadly pass away, the autographs become more valuable. Because there won't be any more.
There won't be more of them.
Not real ones.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to take it back to the diamond, back to America's pastime. We had an Ernie Banks on hold and we've lost them. So I don't know much about the Ernie Banks.
Okay.
But Nancy, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, first tell us the card you have.
Well, we have many. But the first one, I just call my husband. I'm like, okay, what do we have? And he says, okay, I know we have a Mike Trout. It's a diamond anniversary, which I think it's a 2011. I forgot to ask him the date.
Okay.
It is a PSA 9. It's worth it's worth, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 at least.
Wow.
That is true.
But And then he also has some PSA 9 1971, which are really hard to come by.
Yeah. It's got a black border. Yeah. 1971. This is very, very specific.
This
but
is like
the top
talk.
Baseball cards from that year, no matter which one they are, if they're like that good a condition, it's almost impossible because the black border shows every little
everything.
Problem.
Oh, and right. The creases.
The best thing I think he has is, I don't know, a few years ago, they were putting in posters. Like autograph posters, and we have a Nolan Ryan autograph poster.
Yeah,
wow.
There's only five.
Right, numbered to five.
You know,
and
Nancy,
we haven't had it graded yet because we're waiting. I think we might do that maybe later on this year at the Rosemont baseball card show.
Yeah, keep your eye out for Whip. He'll be there.
In.
Yeah, it's coming up again on the weekend of March 15th. By the way,
how are you not getting paid to say that? We gotta get this in. Now, Nancy, you think the best thing your husband has is that Nolan Ryan poster. And I'll tell you what, you're the best thing he has, Nancy. It's you.
Yes. Oh, aren't you just the sweetest?
Yeah. I love. She's like, I've been putting up with these cards, and it's finally paying off right now.
I can almost tell you almost anything. It's like I never had any idea I would know so much about baseball cards.
Testing 1 2 1 2. Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's soundcheck on the Morning Mix.
That's right. Our papers got confused this morning, so Nikki got mine and I got hers, and guess what? It's time for Nikki's soundcheck, brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken. And we start with our girl O-Rod and our boy Noah Kahan. Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan will be releasing live lounge covers of each other's songs to celebrate Record Store Day.
Whoa.
Now, this comes out of the BBC One, but they will have a 7-inch colored disc available at participating record stores on National Record Store Day, April 20th. The cover is a photo of Noah Kahan in white overalls smiling as he wraps his arm. Just one arm. They're keeping it friendly. Around O-Rod, Olivia Rodrigo. So there you go. And you can qualify to win your Olivia Rodrigo tickets here with us all day Tuesday starting at 7:20 a.m. Also, in video game news, Lady Gaga to appear in Fortnite as a skin.
I've heard this.
That's right. No word on whether or not meat dress will be a part of it, but you can now be Lady Gaga in Fortnite.
This is the talk of the fourth grade playground, I will have you know.
I'm looking at her outfits. I'm looking for the meat dress. No, nothing yet, but a lot of songs you could choose from, though. It's pretty cool.
Billie Eilish, you know her as Grammy winner and potentially an Oscar winner coming up in a few weeks with her song from Barbie. Well, there might be more new music coming from Billie Eilish sooner than you think. She said, yep, my album is mastered, which means they've done all the final mixing that they do behind the scenes on the album. And they say it could come out sooner than you think. Happier Than Ever was her last album that came out July 30th, 2021. That marks the 22-year-old's second studio album, and it hit number one on the Billboard 200, just as her debut album did. So this will be her third studio solo album. They say it could be coming out sooner than we think. Also, Ed Sheeran, big name, now has used underpants and socks that will be available at a new thrift store in Suffolk, England. So if you want Ed's underpants, you can go there. We told you about this a few months ago. He donated 450 items to the East Anglia's Children's Hospices. They have raised over $35,000 by selling his donations, and now they're going to have a thrift shop where that stuff's available.
That's exciting. Ed's drawers. Thanks. You're doing great.
Am I doing right?
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
We also have new music from Justin Timberlake. Now, he put it out this morning. The song is called Drown. We've already had Selfish off his new album, Everything I Thought I Was.
Next month. Yeah.
So this is the second single. And I said to Nikki this morning, when are we going to get the Timbaland music? Because Timbaland, we've not gotten the Justin Timbaland music yet, but we know it's on the album.
Yeah, it's you'll hear it. It's not a rock your body. We're still not at that kind of song.
Yeah, we're more gonna gently caress your body,
right?
Okay. Or something.
Sing about your body.
We're gonna sing about your body. This is called Drown. It's brand new, Justin Timberlake. It came out overnight. So here we go. The first time on the Morning Mix. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.